Well, hello there. Nice to see you. Well, it's very nice to be here with you today. My friend Frank Ness called me up 2 weeks ago and said, Jackie, you know when you're in Bergen on Saturday? So I said, yeah. He said, do you want to spend your time in the hotel watching television or would you like to go to prison? So I said, I'll go to prison. Yeah, that would suit me. So it's good to be here. Before I go any further, I got a message for Mr. Tour Cools, if he's here. I've got to dedicate a song to Tour Cools, if he's here. If he's not, then it doesn't matter. So my name is Jackie Leaven. I'm from Scotland. I'm 52 years old. And when I was younger, I was quite a violent guy then. I was into drugs for a long time. I'm not dangerous anymore, just a big old Scotsman now. But I spent some time in both English and Scottish prisons. And I'm glad it's over, but I don't regret it either. And I spent a long time taking a lot of drugs in England. And one day I was making a record in the north of London, and I was walking home late at night, and I got a really serious kicking from some guys, and couldn't sing or speak for 2 years, which really changed my life. I lost all my friends because I couldn't speak to anyone, and people began to talk to me as if there was something wrong with my head, and then there was something wrong with my head. And I took a lot of heroin and had some real interesting times. But one day I decided I kind of wanted my life back. And that was enough of that. So I, the way I did it was just to go and get some acupuncture, Chinese acupuncture, and speak to a few good people. And so I stopped being a heroin addict. Then I made a center, which is still running in London, and it's called the Core Trust, and we work with all kinds of addiction, not just drugs, sex addiction, anything that people may feel they're addicted to, and that's still a kind of successful place running to this day. I don't have any religious feelings about things like addiction and violence. I'm not a Christian. And in fact, I think addiction can be a really, really great moment in your life in which your life can change. So I think it can be a positive thing. And my first song today is a song called Extremely Violent Man from an album of mine called Fairy Tales for Hard Men.